Gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kelton Tech Solution Limited's Q2 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter of financial year 2024. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature, and such forward-looking statements are subject to the risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made from the information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and the financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call. We have with us Mr. Niranjan Chintam, Chairman and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Karanjit Singh, Chief Executive Officer, India. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Niranjan Chintam, Chairman and Whole-Time Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Just I traveled and then I'm having some throat issues. Apologize for that in case if I'm coughing or, you know, I have to take a water break. So that's it. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Again, apologies for having this call during India-New Zealand semi-final. I know we timed it perfectly where, you know, we got through the innings break. So with that, let me start off with the financial numbers for Kelton Tech for 6 months of financial year 2024. The total revenues that we have achieved is 490 crores, which is about a 10% year-on-year increase. And the company has reported EBITDA about 54 crores, which is about 6.4% year-on-year growth. And EBITDA in 6 months is about 11%. The net profit stood at 31.9 crores. The PAT margin is about 6.5%. The EPS for the first 6 months has been 3.32 rupees. That's the 6 month review. The quarterly revenue, but the quarter, Q2 quarter numbers are 241 crores, which is a 5.8% year-on-year growth. The company has reported EBITDA of about 26.8 crores, which is about 3.1% growth year-on-year. The EBITDA margin is around 11%. The net profit for this quarter came down to 16.5 crores. Which is 7.1% growth over quarter-on-quarter. The PAT margin is about 6.8%. The EPS for this quarter stood at 1.78 rupees. Now, coming to operational highlights, and I'll let Karanjit explain in detail the number of each of these clients, but, you know, but we have won about 8 new clients for this quarter. A little bit more on the operational highlights. Kelton has notified to the exchange, you know, we have won the Karnataka State Government HRMS contract, which is a transformation of the existing, you know, manual way of doing things to digital way of doing things. You know, we're going to cater towards 6 lakh state government employees, which is about 600,000, which is a significant win for us because this is probably the largest deployment that is going to be in the country, a single deployment. Kelton has also achieved a milestone of achieving the 2023 Economic Times Premier Tech Company Brand Award. Also, Kelton has forayed into the Singapore markets. We've been making some baby steps. Now we are making some aggressive investments there and started acquiring new customers in the digital transformation space. With that, Karanjit, can you please briefly talk about the client wins that we had last quarter?
Sure. Thank you, Niranjan, and hello, everyone. So as Niranjan said, we have acquired 8 clients during this quarter, and these are spread across various industries, but all of them are very, very significant transformative digital efforts. We have basically, for the first time, we have signed up 2 initiatives on the India stack. This is the latest initiative by the on the India stack, building on from Aadhaar and onwards. And we are basically going to help on the on the supplier onboarding journey for one of these initiatives, as well as the whole QA automation. Similarly, on the generative AI, while there is a lot of talk of generative AI, we can proudly state that we actually have almost 8 to 10 projects, real projects working. One of them that I'm mentioning here is where we are helping a company, which is a startup, which is trying to build a SME platform, so which will help you have virtual SMEs all the way to addressing RFPs. It's a very they have a very robust thought and a roadmap for themselves. So we just began that thing. One of the things that we'll do is that we'll take your where the AI part comes in is they are going to take the an SME and capture all his knowledge and basically create a DigiDouble for him, so that you know their clients can interact with the DigiDouble and they're always available and they can scale. We have engaged with a very large retail chain. It's a company which has multiple retail stores in different categories, pharma, sports, things like that. And there we are engaged with them on the the data, data side. So we have begun that particular engagement. We have with another company we are helping on the this is the SAP initiative on the enterprise side, where we are helping with what's called SLO, which is essentially these are large-scale reconfiguration of your existing SAP implementations, because you want to reconfigure the way that whole the whole implementation is, because you may have had a spin-off or you may have a merger. We have also signed up with a couple of other customers in the U.S. where we are helping them build. There's one product company where we are going to do all the product engineering. They were not happy with the present vendor. It was almost a hot swap with the release expectation within the end of that month. We took over that. This is a pretty significant piece of work. And we took on that, and we are trying to put order into that release process. We did the first release, and now we continue to work with them on multiple initiatives. There are a couple of others that we have signed up in manufacturing. There is a large media house in India. We have worked with Z in the past. We signed up with another media house to develop their content management system, which is again a very, very large project that we took on. These briefly should give you a sense of the kind of engagements in terms of their transformative effects in the digital space. Thank you. Niranjan, over
to you. Moderator, can you open up for questions?
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Shanawaz is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening, sir.
Yes. How are you, Shanawaz?
I'm fine, sir.
Good to talk to you again. Go ahead, Shanawaz.
Yes, sir. So, sir, first of all, the number what we talked in May, actually, then there was like a different. We are going to grow exponentially along with EBITDA, good EBITDA. But this quarter was a very unfortunate number. So, I mean, even revenue has dropped down from Q1, as well as the EBITDA is similar. And if you look at the balance sheet, which has a lot of outstanding, receivable is very high. So what EBITDA we are earning, again, it is almost 6 months. That also almost 5 to 6% will go as an interest cost because of the high receivable. Third question, you have said Karnataka, you have won an order. Sir, can you define the value of the order? What is the size of the order? Because if it is a big, so at least the market should know what is the value of the order. And how you are seeing the business? Because I just want to see the comparison in AI. When we search, there are 2-3 companies named are there, and they are able to give 24-35% EBITDA. So there is a tier. I should not compare, but there is a tier. Of course, Saxsoft is there. That company has performed 4-5 times, and because of their, if you look at the revenue, manpower size is also less, but they are far better than even cash flow or in terms of, in fact, they are giving dividend also. So what is your say and how you see the future, sir? We talk, and sometimes back you said 300 million. We came to 200 million, but 200 million. By 2025, but I don't see even to 2025, 200 million is possible. So can you give some light? The 4-5 questions I have asked in one go. So can you brief?
Multiple questions. Let me try to answer each of them, Shanova. And can you mute yourself, Shanova? There's a lot of background noise there.
Yeah. Okay.
Shanova, thank you, and appreciate you asking the questions. So let me answer each one of them. Karanjit, correct me if I'm wrong. Can you mute yourself, Shanova, if you don't mind? Okay, thank you. So, Karanjit, correct me if I'm wrong, on the Karnataka government order side, it's about 40 crores. Karanjit, am I right in the number?
Yes, it's about 45 crores.
It's 45 crores. 45 crores, is it? But, you know, there is a lag between when we can raise an invoice, because it's a milestone-based project, so there's almost a 10-month lag before the first invoice goes to Karnataka government. So that's the reason why some of the things that you're seeing, right? It is not accrued. Unless we meet the milestone, we cannot accrue the revenue into our books. That's the reason why some of this revenue that, you know, you probably have seen, whereas the cost has incurred now versus the revenue is coming in a little bit later. Also, you asked the question about the revenue. Why is the revenue a little bit lower than last quarter? It's also due to, you know, deferment. You know, some of the orders that we have won have been deferred by a quarter in most cases, and some of them are by two quarters. This is just because of the headwinds that the industry is facing in the U.S. It's no reflection of what they're doing. It's a reflection of, you know, how all the other companies are facing headwinds there. Their budgets, they've been pushed back. So we will be starting a lot of these contracts, you know, starting probably the first quarter of calendar year 2024. So all these deferments that are going on, we continue to hear, yes, we are the finalists, we have won it, but, you know, the start date is getting pushed back, sometimes by a few months, sometimes by, you know, a few quarters. That's the reason why you see the revenue dip there. To answer your question on the AI-based company, you're comparing us with somebody else. I'm not sure which company, but again, let's not name names here for the discussion's sake. I understand that your question of, you know, yes, and our margins are lower compared to others, because, you know, we are delivering on-site. Many of our projects, especially in the U.S. and some in Europe, they're delivering on-site, whereas, you know, some of these companies are able to deliver by bringing back the contracts to India and delivering from India. We have been experimenting with that. You know, some of them we are successful, some of them we are not, because the customer insisting that, you know, they need to see the faces, they need to sit there and do the work. Because of that, you know, our margins are lower. So that model is slightly different. We always have been started with that model where we have many on-site personnel delivering projects in-country versus, you know, offshoring it to India. There is a significant, you know, difference between them and us. I understand, you know, our model is different from theirs. That's the reason why you see the margin differences. Coming to the revenue numbers, you asked about this. You know, we are confident that we're going to achieve the 200 million target that we have done. Right now, we are in this planning exercise for 2024 and 2024 during calendar year. That is what all of our people have been traveling around and talking about the management. You know, Sini is on a plane as we speak. That's the reason why he couldn't get on the call. But 2024 is looking much better. We're hoping that the headwinds that they're facing is going to go away. There are many projects in the pipeline that we have, and the pipeline looks very solid. And 2024 will be much better than 2023. Again, I'm talking about calendar year at this point because we do calendar year planning, whereas the reporting comes to a financial year reporting. That's the reason why you see the difference. Okay.
And just to interrupt.
Yes.
So when we can likely to see that, because as you said, you are doing a lot of projects on-site, right? On-site. So, and I assume the trend is continuing. So whether the pressure on margin will continue like this, or there is a mitigation plan you have, which is maybe implemented or 75% is done and, you know, you are planning. Because the overall, you see, the bottom line, everybody loves the bottom line. And even your cash flow, I was seeing, is very poor, sir. To be very, I mean, very blunt. So that there also, in 6 months, only hardly operating cash is 11 crores. I mean, such a big company. So how you are seeing the improvement in margin, sir? Margin, sir. Because I have seen you have done some pledging.
Okay.
So share pledging.
Right. The share pledge was more to do towards the operating money we took from the bank. It's nothing to do with a reflection of our personal needs. It's more for the company. The requirement, I think, we did talk about responsible bank, Shana Mazur, as I said, you know, hey, we keep asking banks, keep asking to pledge, you know, property, and we are not a Tata Builder. We don't have property. We are first-time entrepreneurs, and, you know, hence, you know, the only asset that we have that is not pledged is the shares, and the banks are demanding more and more. Whenever we ask for a small amount of money for operating duties, right? And, you know, we had to pledge our shares to get that operating requirement. Especially, let's look at the Karnataka government that we talked to you about, right? The first milestone billing that you can raise is 10 months from now. Whereas every month, there is over 1 crore of employee costs that are incurred. In addition to, you know, you have other costs like, you know, infrastructure costs, the office setup, all that stuff. Right? If you're talking pure employee costs, it's over 1 crore. So we are almost like, you know, by the time we raise a bill, we're about 15 crores into the project. So these kinds of things require investment upfront, whereas the revenue comes later. So that's the reason why you see some of this pressure on the cash flow requirements and all this stuff. Okay. So I hope I answered your question, sir.
Yeah, I got it, sir.
Okay.
So
thank
I
you.
Assume that another 10 months, the pressure in the margin will be there. Or how you are seeing
the margin?
The problem,
Shana, you're just looking at only one contract, right? We have many contracts like that. I'll just give an example. Since that is something
overall,
that, you know, is a discussion.
Know, overall, like where the market can get some confidence, yes, Kelton is going to bring EBITDA in top on paper, sir. Because unfortunately, we are talking to
the execution is also happening simultaneously. So when we have this large milestone project on us, you know, we would have these cash flow pressures that we are facing. Because, you know, I cannot accrue the revenue, but, you know, I have to now expense the cost today. So that's where the challenge is coming. Okay?
How is the future, sir? I mean, and the bottom...
2024 is looking much better than, like I said, calendar year 2024 is looking much better than the calendar year 2023.
Operator request has been initiated. If you'd like to cancel this request, please press star zero again.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. Only out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time.
Looks like the innings break has ended, huh? Game has started again?
So we do have one questioner who has joined the queue.
Please, yeah.
The next question is from the line of Muhammad Afroz Namakwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Afroz. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Happy Diwali to your team and everybody from my side. Sir, I would like to know about two quarters previously that profit was a bit low. So the reason was that we have done overcosting, and it was said that in next coming quarter, you won't be looking this overcosting effects in our balance, this P&L. So could you please clarify and put light why this quarter is also our profit is flat?
Okay. So, of course, I think you're referring to my comments where when I said the employee costs have gone up because the yearly appraisal cycle that we have done. Okay. Whereas, you know, our clients have not increased the bill rate. Bill rate, yes. So the bill rate, you know, the way it happens is, you know, at the time of renewals is when the negotiations happen. Typically, we sign one-year contracts where the rates are locked in. So at the cycle of the renewal cycle, every customer is different renewal cycle. So we negotiate an increase in the bill rate. So that some of them have come in place, some of them are going to come in. It's a process that goes on over a period of the next year is when, you know, the bill rates start going up. Some of them, right, are facing headwinds. I'm talking about the companies themselves are facing headwinds. And they ask for, you know, hey, freeze it or, you know, say, okay, reduce it to some extent, some of the customers. So we have faced a combination of those two. So it balances out over a period of a year. You know, at this point, I don't have a date where I can say, okay, everything is baked in now. Let's, now we are, you know, back to normal. I don't have that date because, you know, it's a continuous evolution process that we are doing. And yes, companies are facing headwinds in the Western world. So we are seeing that impact too when it comes to some of the raises that we are looking at from a bill rate point of view. But some customers, right, new age customers, you know, they're able to ask demand for premium and we're getting that. Some of these AI-related ones that currently was talking about earlier, where you can get a significant better margin than, you know, the old technology-wise that we do provide services on. So I think we are making progress, but we are not there yet. It's a continuous process.
And one more question I would like to ask you, sir, regarding our debts. I mean, the data, the sales we do when we have to collect our money back. Now.
Yes.
Our data days are around two quarter, that is around 180 days, which is dragging our profit because of the interest we are paying, and our funds are stuck with those data. Even our data, our clients are, I think, this Adani and very big companies. So how it could be that we should get our this money earlier or fast cycle money?
Okay. So let me answer the question, Afroz. You know, we are a small company when it comes to these Adani's of the world, right? We picked Adani and picked Adani. Adani has been very prompt in payments. Let me make it clear to you. Very prompt in payments of their cycles, you know, when the resident was, we're getting paid. Unfortunately, because of whatever happened, right? There was some pressure on them, and that pressure, we also got transferred that pressure for us, right? Now we are back to normal with Adani. But we have larger customers like UPS, like, you know, IBM for the world, right? Where we get paid after 9 months. So those things that we cannot negotiate with them, they're too small a player for them. They say, hey, you either take it or, you know, I have somebody else, right? What do we do then? We have no choice but to, you know, take care of these kinds of things, and we agree to that. So, yes, you know, what we are seeing is the data days went up. I agree with you. That is because of a reflection of what's happening in the industry or what the pressures that the companies are facing. There is, in we used to, I'm just making numbers up just for discussion. Okay? Where we used to get in 30 days, now we can 45 days to 60 days. So those delays are happening, which is, because of their customers itself, they're facing their own cash flow issues. So that is getting transferred to us. But, you know, overall, these have been long-term customers of us. It's great what he was. They're great. It's just that, you know, because of their facing pressure, we're also facing pressure. That's the only reason why these data is not.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Apurva.
Good luck for your team. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Shanawas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sorry, sir. One question was, what is the order backlog we have, sir? Yes, sir, I forget to ask.
So we have about eight months worth of backlog. So if you look at the revenue that we have quarter, right, we have over 2.5 quarters worth of revenue is what we have. But, you know, in some cases, right, some of the contracts varies. But today we have about 8 months worth of backlog.
And is there any write-off in the outstanding? In the asset, current asset?
No. Right? So there'll be very small write-off if you're going to do anything, right? It's very small write-off. It's probably, you know, I would say I'm just making stuff up here, right? Probably less than 1% is what we write off. I think last year was probably less than that. But this year, maybe, you know, maybe 1%.
1%. Because the outstanding is huge. So sometimes the customer put LD or...
It's just that that's the nature of the business that we are in China. Like I was talking earlier, right? That's the nature of the business we are in. You know, some of these are milestones, some of these are, you know, payments that get, you know, we do accrual some sort of revenue, and those accruals, you know, get paid off in the next month cycle. We're going to invoice, then we get the cycle of 30 to 60 days to 90 days payment cycle. So we end up pretty much almost like, you know, 5 to 6 months before we get realizing the cash. So that's the nature of the business.
Thank you, sir. I hope the our Q should increase, actually. Q has reduced in the last 2 quarters. So, all the best.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Rajesh Mundra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Rajesh.
Even after implementing One Kelton, why there is no much significant increase in revenue of company in 6 months?
I'm sorry. So you're saying, have we completed One Kelton initiative? Why is there no increase in revenue? That's the question, correct? So the answer to the question is that we just finished it, like I said earlier, right? So we finished that. We just did a brand refresh recently. So there's a cost because of the brand refresh. You know, it's like right now our brand is looking a little bit refreshed compared to what it was, old and dated. We did that exercise. That is completed also. And, you know, we have made some very high-profile hires in the last quarter. There are a couple of senior persons that we hired. One is a practice head that we hired in the U.S. Then we recently hired in North America salesperson head. So these costs are all coming into play. You know, we are increasing our, I guess, probably the overhead at this point with the anticipation of increased revenue in calendar year 2024. Hence the reason why, you know, these costs are loaded in. You'll start seeing revenue. Already the person, the practice head that we have hired, has his cost has already been recovered by the sales that he has provided. So I've done, but the contracts that we have won because of him. So those are some of the things that, you know, are getting baked in, right? So these are all the stuff that, you know, is a process that is going on. It's not a upfront. We won't get it, but over a period of, you know, the next 1 year, you'll start seeing significant. You start seeing, you know, margins as well as, you know, increased revenues.
Sir, another question.
Thank you, Rajesh. Go ahead, Rajesh.
Hello. How is economy in USA, whether it is recovering? Because our revenue is dependent on USA.
Yes. So we are, see, the customers that we are talking to, you know, are differing new starts by a quarter, some of them, you know, some of them a few months, some of them 6 months. You know, we have seen various different things. Everybody's waiting and watching, right, what is going to happen. With the inflation has come down. I think you've seen that last numbers that came about, you know, it's about 3.2% this summer. What they're predicting was 3.7. So there are improvements that are happening, that's right. But from a macroeconomic situation, you know, it's still not out of the woods yet. We will see how this quarter is almost, you know, from a cyclical point of view, our bill rates, revenue numbers are not that great for this quarter because of the holiday season. The Thanksgiving has already started. I'm in U.S. today. We're doing some planning exercise around this part time of the year. We do planning. So I'm here in the U.S. for that. So we see that, you know, slowdown has happened. The slowdown is going to be affected till probably mid of January, and then when it's going to take off. So to answer your question, we will not know till Q1 of calendar year 2024 is when we would know how the economy is going to be in America. Excuse me. Sorry about that. So we would get a better handle on that. But, you know, there is some slowdown. Everybody's seeing it, and we are seeing it. While we are still continuing to get new customers, existing customers, there are some deferments, and some customers which were given a verbal to execute a signed order. They're taking some more time because, you know, their budgetary reasons, you know, they're waiting for the next year budget, all that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones to ask a question. To ask a question, participants, you may press star and one at this time. We have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining. Again, apologies for getting in a little bit late this earnings call. Hopefully, you know, you did not miss much of that England-India cricket match. Looking forward to talking to you next quarter. Until then, thank you, and good luck to India. So, talk to you, gentlemen and ladies. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Kelton Tech Solutions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.